next morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
I just got an email from a guy named BW who watched the Miller's Girl movie this morning, in fact. I don't know how you... That's just not how I'm built. Just pop up and watch a movie. I just... I can't do it. First thing in the morning movie. But he watched it today and said this is his official review of Jenna Ortega and Martin Freeman's, essentially, it's just Don't Stand So Close to Me, the movie. And Nabokov's, what was that, the Nabokov book, what that, Lolita, is that what that's called?
By Nabokov, I don't remember.
It says, I just watched the movie on Netflix, don't waste your time, there's zero nudity, it's not very believable. Martin Freeman is very good, but not just for this. So he went into that looking for more than even I did. He looked for, like, nudity. He wanted groping scenes between Martin Freeman and Jenna Ortega. I know they kiss. I was only into it for the discomfort of the entire teacher-student thing. I knew a girl years and years ago who looked like a little like Jenna Ortega, and she was boning a teacher, and he gave her an engagement ring.
Oh, jeez.
He was 51, and she was 18, and it's... She was in his classes at, I think it was Mesa. I can't remember what high school it was, but they were getting married. She was in. She was all in. Ugh. But, I mean, there's something so very wrong with her for wanting to be with a teacher. I don't care how old he is. That's ridiculous. Why would someone want to love a teacher? A male teacher. A girl teacher. That's it. Pretty crazy. It's Brandon Love. He's a teacher. No one wants to date Brandon.
Don't tell him that.
Nah, that's why he's always, you know, showing up alone. Not by choice. It's that teacher thing. Sorry, Brandon. We're giving him grief. Anyway, it's time now for Brady to entertain you. It's the Entertainment Drill brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com. A quick reminder once again, easier than ever to get involved and get your team building exercise at your work. It's a great way to get work people together. I had a couple people, Hopkins guys, talking about doing it. Somebody down the road at some business up here, something dynamic, they emailed me and said, what do we do if like 10 of us want to do this? Basically what he was telling me was, we think we have an office weirdo. And everybody does. You can't help it. Now, he may not be a severe office weirdo, but every office has a weirdo. There's a ranking system of the normal people and then the weirdest one. If you've got like 20 awesome people and one guy less awesome, he's just the office weirdo. He may not be a societal nut job, but you got to identify him. If you think you got one that might be societally nutty and you want your office to be prepared, there's no better place to go than reactdefense.com. They'll sign you up right away. You get your seminars. You can do the private thing, too, for just your corporate group, and you bring them together. It's a great way to get everybody on the same team at work, too, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun. They'll put you through the paces. You'll crawl, walk, run right into a new you, and it's a cool version of you. Trust me, nothing on this makes you feel less than. It's all growth. Every single time you go, you walk away going, that's new. I didn't know I could do that. I didn't know I could do it that well. And I also didn't know that that's something I should be doing. It all exists right there, and it's in front of you at reactdefense.com. $199 for a month of training, plus you get the seminar coming up in June. They'll throw that in. That's the special right now for the weapons defense. Easy peasy. reactdefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black Brady. Entertain me.
Patrick Mahomes appeared on WWE Monday Night Raw last night.
Waka waka.
He actually
just like Fozzie.
The three Super Bowl rings he has to Logan Paul.
Ooh.
So he could clock somebody with him, but he ended up punching the wrong guy.
Oops.
Logan was helping a team, a tag team group called Judgment Day. They wanted to put a beat down on a wrestler named Jey Uso.
So it's like Dennis with you and I. So we're so similarly shaped that he didn't know who to punch. Logan Paul just swung at the closest guy.
No, it was the classic WWE move. The guy was going to punch. He moves aside.
Oh.
The guy holding him gets punched.
Swung through it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not that. with Patrick Mahomes' rings on. So the guy's dead.
He got back up.
Those are brass knuckles. Yeah. Somebody hits you with three Super Bowl rings on, face, you know, with the power of a, and you didn't expect it, and there's no defense, your skull shattered.
There's going to be some nice prints, too.
Your skull shattered. You're dead. You're done. Your sinus cavity just caved in. There's parts outside touching that big hole. You ever seen a skull? That middle of your face is empty. It's just straight to the brain.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings on 98KUPD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Sources now say Britney Spears is going off the rails again.
Again?
Dude, she's spending a lot of money. Even though her last net worth was like 60 mil.
She's trying to blow through it?
Yeah. So this Hollywood psychologist who's not treated Britney, his diagnosis is Britney needs to be back under a conservatorship.
Does anyone listen to this show ever? What was I saying when they were trying to take her off there? There's a reason she's on one. Her family saw it, and everybody was like, free Britney. Why? You don't know what's going on. Her family clearly, they weren't stealing from her. They were saving her from herself. The second she was off the conservatorship, look what happened. She stopped washing her hair. She's playing with guns and knives, and all her money's disappearing. Meanwhile, Kevin Federline is the sane one.
Whoever saw that one?
Nobody. Everybody thought he was just some doofus that rolled in like Vanilla Ice and robbed the system. Nope. What was that? Are you okay?
Is it time?
Watch is doing weird things.
Are you having a heart attack?
I hope not. Good rating.
Check his vitals.
Out of my chair, though.
Toledo, somehow or another, dropped dead. It would be that boring. Just a little whoop, whoop. I don't know what's going on. Toledo's dead.
Peacock is raising its price to $2 a month just in time for the Summer Olympics.
They're not going to give you all this. Oh, I guess you could go back and watch some stuff.
The longest touring streak in rock
was
63
Kiss.
Years.
Oh, no, not Kiss.
63
And it belongs
years.
To
Dead.
Stones. Hold on. I was going to say Stones, but that can't be right.
No.
Herman's Hermits.
The Dead.
Herman's Hermits. What
the Dead's still going, but does it count if there's nobody in it?
I don't think so.
Is it R&B or rock?
No, it's... Well, they started in 1961.
The Beach Boys?
Beach Boys.
Okay. That one, yeah.
There's only one of them, too.
Yeah. Right.
A tie for second, which is 57 years, is Chicago, REO Speedwagon, Santana, Jackson Brown, Blue Oyster Cult, and Van Morrison.
Does it count if they took years off, though?
No, because they Ted Nugent was in there, but... He and Bob Dylan both took 2020 off because of the pandemic.
And so did Blue Oyster Cult.
Didn't everybody take 2020 off?
Well, I think some guys maybe toured. And
yeah, but
they're saying the only two that did was Nugent. And
well, maybe they took it off and they hadn't had a show. So then
could have gone to other areas. And when it was opened like back
January
up.
January and October, they went and played in Texas. Because before it was a thing, you had a month and a half to get a show in, so they might have knocked out 2020 early.
Elton John, 56 years. War and Cool in the Gang, 55 years.
Man.
Cheap Trick, 51 years.
Jesus, that's crazy.
The Boss and Billy Joel, 40 years.
They've been touring more than that.
Not according to this
In list. A row, because... Billy Joel's big albums were like 76, 77.
Yeah, but these, you know, like Clapton and Kansas were 50 years, and they started in 74.
So they took time off, so 50 consecutive years.
Yeah.
Got it. So they had a few years they didn't tour.
The Foo, 29 years.
They're nonstop. I would like that. See the Foo go 60-plus years. See Dave Grohl out there. Wheeling around.
The last little one is, who do you think the new Mount Rushmore of new metal is? The big four.
Of new metal?
Yeah.
Like Godsmack.
I'd have to know who is in. Who, yeah, I mean, is considered new metal.
Godsmack is, well, the first thing I said. All right, okay. We got to go. But
Disturbed.
What is it? Who is it?
Well, Korn and Limp Bizkit were the most mentioned, and then you got all the other ones like System of a Down, Deftones, Linkin Park, Slipknot. But they would fill the other two spots.
Oh, it's just a category of here. You choose at home. All right, that's fine. All right, we're done. That's enough of us. Larry's coming up next. Tuesday's Here and Gone. Hopefully Dennis doesn't find me today, but if he does and I'm not back tomorrow, it's been fun. I'll let you know if Dennis has ghosts or not. That's it. We're done. You guys have a great Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.